Hello, my name is Elizabeth Reeve, and I am today's American Woman National Elegant Mrs. 2015. Today, I'd like to talk to you about commitment and keeping one's word at all times, even when it might seem difficult. I will look at what the scripture states about commitment and the definition of what commitment is. If you would like to belong to a pageant with a purpose, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. So what does the Webster's Dictionary say about commitment? It defines commitment a purpose to do or give something, a purpose to be loyal to someone or something, the attitude of someone who works very hard to do or support something. Full definition of commitment is an act of committing to a charge or trust as a consignment to a penal or mental institute, an act of referring a matter to a legislative committee. The second one is an agreement or pledge to do something for in the future, especially an engagement to assume a financial obligation to a future date, or an instance of being obligated or emotionally impelled, a commitment to a cause. There's many of us have commitments to different things. The synonyms of commitment are adhesion, allegiance, attachment, fidelity, consistency, dedication, devoutness, devotion, faith, faithfulness, fastness, fealty, loyalty, piety, steadfastness, trust. The opposite of commitment is disloyalty, faithlessness, falseness, falsity, inconsistency, infidelity, prudishness, perfidy, treachery, and unfaithfulness. For me, I have many commitments in my life. I have, first of all, part of my commitment is to my husband. My husband and I have been married for 17 years. We've been married for 18 years. We just had our anniversary on July the 5th. Many people within my generation do not get to see it at the 18 mark. Many have been through at least one or more divorces. Commitment takes a lot. First of all, the number one thing that you need to do is realize that you don't have a choice with your words. Whenever I say this, everybody goes, well, you have free choice. You can always change your mind. Yes, true. But no, not true. Whenever you have your word and you set your words down, you need to know that that's what you're going to do. Yes, you can change your mind, but then you're not being faithful to what you say. You need to be faithful. You need to stand up for what you say. It's like whenever you go to an humane society or an animal shelter, you shop each animal and you go, oh, I like that kitty cat. Oh, look how precious it is. It's just a puppy. Oh, I want to take that puppy home. I want to take care of that puppy. I'll give it the best home ever. Then you get that puppy home. It starts tearing up your furniture. It starts chewing up your shoes. It poops on the ground. You decide you want something better. You decide you want to move. You decide you can spend your money someplace better. Oh, I just don't like this puppy no more. I don't like this kitty cat no more. They're just a pain. Look what it does to my furniture. Look what it does to my home. I want to move. Oh, we're about to have a baby, and the baby's allergic to the animal. Many, many excuses. And you don't realize that four-legged creature of yours is part of your family. And then you decide, oh, I can't have it no more. So either A, you take it back to the animal shelter, which means that you just broke that baby's heart, and it feels pain just like you do, and it could be put to death. Or you decide you might chance it, and you let it go outside. It gets ran over. You decide maybe if you take it to the countryside, it will have a better chance of survival than the city. You just put it to death because it won't be able to survive without you. Commitment. Keep your words sacred. If you cannot, it's like the Indians used to say, white man speaketh with forked tongue. In other words, you lie. You lie when you break your commitment. You need to keep that commitment and keep it holy. Yes, there will be times, the extenuating circumstances come up. Whenever that happens, then that is an excuse. That is a liable excuse, and therefore it's not the same as what we're talking about. But for the majority, you have a commitment. Now let's put this to the pageant. You decide you want to join a pageant. You pay your money. You pay whatever it's being asked for. Some people start out with just $100, and then they go, oh, I can't do it no more. Others go even further. They pay the full amount, whatever the full amount might be, say $596. Then you say, oh, I can't do it. I have other things going on. I'm not going to pay for that. I can't. Then you get into those that actually go through, make the trip to go to where the pageant is, wearing the title the full time, and then they win the nationals. And they're like, I can't find appearances. I can't do anything. Anytime there's a commitment breakage, you can do it if you try. How did you get there in the first place? What did you tell the judges? The judges had enough faith in you to wear that title to represent your pageant. And if you don't represent your pageant, why are you wearing the title? There's other girls that you beat out of that title that could have been working. You need to figure in what was your commitment. What commitment did you sign, say, whenever you signed that contract? For me, I'm a national title holder now. And being a national title holder, I am making at least 2 to 3 appearances a week. I am out here busting to try to find ways to make those appearances. I could have used, well, I'm in a wheelchair, I can't do, my husband works, he's tired at nighttime, I can't drive. There's many excuses for me. I have a long list of health issues. But I made a commitment, and God frowned on it, those that do not keep their commitment. I have found ways to make sure it happens. Facebook gives you ways, events that's happening close to home. You can call your welcome center. There's every town that I've ever been into, whether it's been a small town or a big town, has a chamber of commerce. Call your chamber of commerce. Call your hospital. Surely there's people that need to have visitors. There's nursing homes. There's animal places. everywhere you look, if you want to, you will find a place to make an appearance. You will find a place to volunteer. There is no excuse, valuable excuse. Okay, you work. Well, you work before you took on the title? No excuse. You should have, it's like the story of a man that's getting ready to build a house. There's two men. One man decides to build a house. And in that house, he counts the cost. And as he's counting the cost, he makes sure that he has what he needs. Let's go to the scripture. I really feel like God's telling me to go to the scripture. Okay? Luke 14, let's start with verse 25. How large crowds were going along with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. King, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one coming against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So then, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his possessions. So right there it says, you need to be willing to count the cost. If you don't feel like you can do it, don't take on a title. Let somebody else do it. Make sure that you know what you're getting into. It's part of being a Christian. It's Philippians 3:7, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of my surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord, through whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ. Right there, what that's talking about, today's American woman says that we are a ministry. We are Christians. We count everything we have. We count everything that we might want to do as lost for the sake of the cross. It's important to understand that whenever God calls you to doing something, if we have said we will be to the benefit of Christ this year, we will devote everything we have to God. Our titles are God's. It's not our titles, it's God's titles. There could be a song called, Why Do You Wear That Golden Cross? And it was by Michael W. Smith. And this kind of can talk about any commitment. The cross of gold is what it says. Where do you stand? What is your statement? What is it you're trying to say? What's in your hand? What's in your basement? What's in the cards you don't play? Are you holding the key or are you intending to pick the lock of heaven's gate? It's confusing to me, the message you're sending, and I don't know if I can relate. Where's your line? What's your line? Tell me why you wear your cross of gold. Why do you wear the sash? State of mind, or does it find a way into your soul? Is it a flame? Is it a passion? A symbol of love living in you? Living in you? Or is it a game, religion, and fashion? Some kind of phase you're going through? We all travel the streams from Thela to Rapture looking for a place in the sun. So I'm trying to see what you're headed after, but I don't know where you're coming from. Whoa, oh, what's your line? Tell me why you wear the cross of gold. Why do you wear your sash? State of mind, or does it find a way into your soul? What's your line? Tell me why you wear the cross of gold. For some, it's simply something to wear around your neck, just a chain, jewelry. It's a decoration. It's an icon, a proclamation, an icon of what? For some, it's simply something to wear around your neck, just a chain. It means a lot more than that to me. What's your line? Tell me why you wear your cross of gold. State of mind, or does it find a way into your soul? What's your line? Tell me why you wear your cross of gold. State of mind, or does it find a way into your soul? Want to tell me why? Please tell me why you wear that cross of gold. You need to be willing that if you're going to be a title holder, think about what this song is actually saying. Let's go into this verse, especially if you're in a Christian ministry and any other place. You can say, for some, it's simply something to wear around your body, just a sash, just material. It's a decoration. It's an icon. It's a proclamation. An icon of what? If you're supposed to be standing on a platform, you're supposed to represent something, and why aren't you representing what you said you're going to represent in the first place? And for some, it's simply something to wear around the body, just a material. It means a lot more than that to me. I'm going to be out here. I'm going to be working. Warn you, if you want to come and join me, I welcome you to come join me. I am standing on this for God. I took on this commitment for God, and I'm going to wear this for God. I'm going to do my platform. My platform is abilities over disabilities, and I'm going to be out here in the public. I may work myself to death. But you know something? I want to prove that even though I sit in a chair, even though I have a lot of medical problems, I am not going to go down easy. I am going to prove that I can and I will. And that is that I am an advocate for all individuals who have disabilities, myself. Let's look at some Bible verses of having commitment to God. Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brother, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect. You need to understand that if God has given you this mission, if God has given you this promise, you need to be out there and do. You need to take on. Then he charged them, saying, thus you shall do the fear of the Lord faithfully and wholeheartedly. 2 Chronicles 19:9. Jeremiah 38:20. But Jeremiah said, they will not give you over. Please obey the Lord in what I am saying to you, that it may go well with you and you may live. There is so much in this that you need to understand. You're not just living for yourself anymore. You have been charged to be out there, and you are charged to keeping the promises that you signed in your contract. That title is you now. It's like belonging to a club. You're an officer. They expect more of you. There's not much more I know how to tell you this. you need to understand that God would not have put you where he put you if he didn't think you could do it. He's asked you, come, be part of the ministry. Come, do what I have asked you to do. At Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. In other words, you can't do it alone. Commit to whatever you plan to do to the Lord and you will be established. Everything will come into being. At Revelation 2:10, do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison so that you will be tested. And you have tribulations for 10 days. Be faithful until death and I will give you your crown of life. Right there says, it's not exactly saying that you're going to go to jail, because you're not, most likely. But what it's saying to do is be faithful. Be faithful, my sisters, I urge you. If you fear the Lord and serve him and listen to his voice and not rebel against the command of the Lord, then both you and all the king who reigns over you will follow the Lord your God. 1 Samuel 12:14. If you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land, Isaiah 1:19. So be faithful. Understand what God is asking you to do, because to understand that God has called you to wear your sash, wear your thing. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again, and from joy over it goes and sells all he has to buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking to find pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. You have been given a pearl. You have been given something very special. You need to use it for God. If people may say, laugh at you. People may say, well, she's always out there working to try to make a point. Some people may say, oh, you're not that special. Why are you always out here doing? Follow your heart. Follow your platform. Be out here and do what is right. I urge you, my sisters, I urge you to please consider what God has planned for you. If you don't, it's all up to you. It's work and commit. There's just there's just so much out here. Why won't you commit? Why won't you? Why won't you commit? Why won't you do what you need to do to make a difference? I don't really know how else to explain it. Closer than I've ever been. Closer than I've ever been. I just know we're getting closer than I've ever been. I used to dream about sowing the world, but I dream about forget a mic. My whole life I thought I'd be moan. I guess it's fitting how life threw me the curveball. Pops told me, work till you make it, man. Then work more. I guess I took that to heart, because I've been working harder now than I did at the start, and I won't stop till I get to the top. Till I can give all of my fam all the things they want. But there ain't no doubt I continue to be doubted, and that's just motivating. So why would I be without it? Because the same thing asking why you were doing it, we're asking how you did it. Stay committed to your vision. They can't see it. It's yours. The top floor looks at far when you can't get in the doors, but it's a crazy that you can see with your eyes closed. I swear, I stayed on my grain mode. I know I'm getting closer. My whole life's been a chase. It's a gift and a curse. Was on my way to the top and slipped into reverse. And the same thing I thought, killed me out of the real me, and that's real C. You got to find what you love and let it kill you. You got to live with the will like Uncle Phil do, because on the will, everybody goes through times when the sun don't shine. Don't know when our time will come, but it will come in time, because you said it first. Ain't no telling where I'm headed. So this is for the people that was with me when I said it. And when I said it, I meant it. I won't forget it. Tell my family and friends that I'm forever indebted. You start losing your mind when you're growing it all the time and you're always on the move, and you try to remind yourself it's going to be fine, and you hope that it's true, but I know you're getting closer. Hi, Betty, it's me. Just thought we might catch up before you got on the plane, but I just wanted to say hi. You're hard at work, I'm sure. Love you, buddy. Miss you. It was great having you home, okay? You be careful and keep in touch, and I'll track you and check on you. Bless you, buddy. Bye-bye, honey. I left off a word out of there, but you finally got a chance to have your platform recognized. You got crowned with your recognition. You made a commitment to do what you said you would do. It's up to you now. I can't force you. I can't do anything but encourage you. I encourage everybody, every title holder, every friend of mine that has a title, because I've got many that have titles. Stand your platform. Stand up for your pageant. Be there. Commit. Work your heart out. I can tell you that there's been times I've had pageants that I haven't worked my heart out for. I had a chance. I had a state title. And I paid dearly for it, because I look back at those times and say, just think what I could have done if I would have taken advantage of it. I'm taking advantage of this time. I'm working this time. My people, the individuals behind me need me to do what I said I'm going to do. I'm an advocate for those that have disabilities. I am an advocate for those that cannot or do not know how to stand up for themselves. I am one that wants to be there for the people. There's individuals that cannot speak for themselves. There's individuals that cannot even move for themselves. I'm there for them. And I am today's America Woman, Elegant Mrs. 2015. And I will commit to you today that I will not back down. I am given this chance by our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want this opportunity, please look at www.todaysamericawoman.com. Again, www.todaysamericawoman.com. Thank you, Mama Jera, for this opportunity, and thank you, Today's America Woman. I will not fail you. Thanks.